You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for tuning in here to WGOD, the place where God is always broadcasting. And it's wonderful to hear back from many of you, as I have here lately. You know, sometimes I don't get a lot of feedback on this program, and I don't hear from a lot of you, but sometimes I do. And it's always nice for some people come and visit the church, or I get emails or text messages, because my phone number's out there, 321-482-1709. My cell phone, if you ever have any questions, you can write to me, paul@wmiefm.com. If you ever have any questions or comments or on something that I've said with the sermons at Island Community Church, I give a handout every week, a sheet of paper with a paragraph or two on whatever my sermon is. And on the bottom, my scripture references with a reference to everything I'm going to say according to the Word of God. And you can take it home and look for yourself. Be a good Berean. Look up these things to see if what I tell you is accurate and in the Bible or not. Why don't you go home and check and see if this is accurate, what I'm going to say to you. We're going to be hit right with it right off the bat today. And that is there ever a time in your life or a person's life that God would give up on them? And now don't get me wrong. If you are a believer, I believe that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. But a person, it's probably more unbeliever, definitely more unbeliever. Is there ever a what does the Bible say? Is there ever a time where God gives up on someone? That's where we're looking at here today and tomorrow. Here's part two of this message.
Is there ever a time when God would give up on you? Mike, we're in for some fun today. The answer to that question is yes, there is. Book, chapter, and verse. Where's that, Esposito? Let's turn there. Romans chapter 1. Now, the associate pastor knows where I'm going with this. Romans chapter 1. I ask the question, is there ever a time or a chance when God could ever give up on you? And my answer to that was yes. Now let's pick it up. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth. Suppress means to hold down, like trying to hold down the lid on a kettle of boiling pot of water or a pressure cooker. They suppress the truth. Meaning they know what the truth is, but they don't let it out so that anyone will hear it. People that know what the truth is, but hold it and suppress it and don't let it out lest anyone be changed. They suppress the truth and unrighteousness because, verse 19, what may be known of God is manifest, what's it say? Not to them, it's manifest in them. You've got the witness right in here. Right in your heart. Everyone, Jew, Muslim, Hindu, Gentile, Christian, no matter who you are, you've got to witness. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament, his handiwork. What may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen. I love that. Invisible attributes clearly seen. Invisible attributes clearly seen. Invisible attributes, they're clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are unapologetos. Apologetos, apology. Dog ate my homework. A in front of it negates it, meaning It's where our word apologetics comes from, the defense, to defend something. There's no defense, no excuse. Again, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness. All right, there's the first time in this text. Who was the first time? What's he talking about? Answer. Extreme environmentalists and or idolaters. Extreme environment. I mean, God wants you to take care of this world. But when you worship a plant or a tree instead of the creator, that's what he means. When you worship and serve the creation instead of the creator, call it what you want. Idolatry or an environmentalist. A progressive environmentalist. If you worship something other than God, you're guilty of this. Now, if you don't know that, that's between you and God. But if you've heard it here on the podcast today, now you and you willingly, keyword, willingly continue in that, having known the truth, then he's talking to you. Again, back on this text. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their heart, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. Who, I'm in verse 25, Romans 1:25. Exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature or creation rather than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. So do you see that? When you worship the creation instead of the creator, that is idolatry. For that matter, when you serve the creation rather than serving the creator. That's the second part. I've never seen that. Served. Not just worship, but serve. Like Bob Dylan sings, you got to have to serve somebody. It might be the devil, and it might be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. When you I'll move on from there. But let me stray a little and touch on a nerve. What about those who worship Mary, Jesus' mother? Is that idolatry? Those that said nope before are scared to death to open their mouth now. Those that weren't scared to death speak the truth anyway, and I'll say, yes, it is idolatry. I say these things because I want you to know the truth. I love you and I'm for you and I want to see you change. I've been wrong many times and have changed position. If you pray to someone other than God in the name of Jesus, that is idolatry. It is what it is. My advice is to turn and repent and leave it behind. What, pray tell, is wrong with praying to Jesus? Is he that weak? Why do you want to pray to his mother? You see, you've been deceived. You've been deceived into thinking that. There is one, 1 Timothy 1:5, book, chapter, and verse. There is one mediator between God and men, the man. That's right. For those on the radio, Jesus Christ, that is. One mediator, not two. There's one mediator. When you pray, or just like Jesus said, when they said, Lord, teach us to pray, what did he say? Oh, mother, help me. He didn't say that. He said, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Since your name is hallowed, I better conduct myself, my sojourning, in fear. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, which it's not, but will be someday, as it is in heaven. Just want you to know the truth. And I would say that now, since you know the truth and are presented with it, if you continue in this idolatry, then this verse will happen to you. Now, under the second use of this phrase, God giving up on somebody. Verse 26. For this reason, notice the two fours in this verse. The first four is what he did. The second four, F-O-R, is why he did it. You see the word four twice in this verse. You see it? First word is four. For this reason, with the second four, he's going to give you the reason. For this reason, God gave them up. Look what it says. God's going to give people up in this world. If you worship, why wouldn't he give you up if you worship something other than him? You're an idolater, friend. You're not a Christian. You're an idolater. The good news is someone died in your place to take your penalty. All you got to do is turn and repent of that. Someone's already taken. That's why the blood is so important. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For, all right. Here's why he did it. For even the women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Oh, no. Lesbians. Better yet, all homosexuals. Boy, I'm just winning a lot of friends today, aren't I? Verse 27. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, ain't that the understatement of the century? Right? When we talk about la, 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 not wanting to retain God in your knowledge. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things that are not fitting. All right, so there's the third time. The two groups of people the Bible says that God ever gives up on, homosexuals and environmentalists slash idolaters, those who worship the creation.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio.